In the nature of the human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled such a thing that naturally a person desires that others respect him, they honor him, they give him the title of piety or consider him as pious. And that I just am recognized as a lofty person amongst people, a good person amongst people. This is natural within the human being. And this desire is nurtured during young age. And as the person's age increases, this desire also increases. This desire also increases. If you pay attention to this, just analyze this a little bit. Every stage of life, a person desires that I want to be ahead of others. People respect me, recognize me. Recognize me. I should be recognized and accepted. In school, in class, competition amongst the children, that I need to be the prefect, or I should be given this task so that I am ahead of the others, so that I'm first. And as this increases, then it goes to different heights. And then you see this being implemented in politics, political life. You will see this habit very regularly. People, why? They don't need this. They've got money, they've got wealth. But just to get respect, recognition, and for people to, so he's aware amongst people, recognition, so that people respect me and I stand and people stand behind me and go, wow, he's this and that. Clamor. People get this. They spend money, they do adverts, they strive and they do all sorts of actions to earn that respect. And when they get it and it comes, but this is not real. It's not genuine. It's fake. It's fake. One is real, genuine. One is fake, not real, non-genuine. So the reality is different. Yes, the reality is, and the fake doesn't last for long. If a person forcefully earns respect or via resources of the world, and he wants people to respect him and recognize him, then they're not going to respect him in their hearts, are they? Behind his back, they're going to swear at him, say bad to him. Obviously, it's just fake, isn't it? It's not reality. It's not real. And one is real respect, genuine respect, heartfelt respect. That real respect, the genuine respect, is such a thing that subhanallah, glory be to Allah, nobody respects him due to his quality in the world. He's rich or he's this and that. Rather, his personality becomes such. His life becomes such. His inner and outer self becomes such. His personality becomes such that people feel like respecting him. They want to speak to him. When they speak to him, they speak to him with respect and dignity. And they automatically feel like standing up for him when he enters. Rather, although behind him, there's nothing behind him. Obviously, if there's someone who's rich, very wealthy, or if we have something that we want from someone, or if we're greedy for something to get from somebody, or we have some worldly desire to acquire from that person. No, none of that is it. But Allah Ta'ala makes that genuine person's personality such that he doesn't want recognition. He doesn't even like it. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala instills into the hearts of the people his awe, and his recognition and his greatness, that they feel like recognizing, they feel like reacting to him. They don't want to speak loudly in front of him. They want to speak with management. One is if a person's got a genuine personality that demands that reaction from people, then he becomes a respectful person in the world. Obviously, when a person, when he gets this real respect and honor, dignity, this is a great status, a great rank, and a great reward and a ni'mah, treasure from Allah for that person. And there's no doubt in this. There's no doubt in this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to attain this, he prescribed to us a deed. Very simple deed. If a person does this deed, implements this deed, then subhanallah, glory be to Allah, then he will earn real and true respect in the world and piety in the world due to that deed. And he's not doing that deed to earn that respect, because he wants recognition. But in that amal, in that deed, Allah's instilled a quality inherent in that deed. This is a reward of that deed. There are many rewards, numerous rewards in that deed. But Allah Ta'ala loves that deed so much that within that deed, inherent, integral, there's a quality that if a person implements that, then he gets the recognition of piety and respect. In reality, the friends of Allah, when they get recognition and piety, it's due to these deeds. They do such deeds, such actions that Allah Ta'ala holds beloved. And their result is this. It is this. So, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated the deed, and the quality of that deed is this. So what is that deed? It's very simple. Very simple. It's simple, it's easy, but it seems difficult. When a person hears it, oh, he gets upset. Oh, no, it's too hard. I can't implement this. It's so simple, so easy, that you'll be surprised to hear that it's very easy. Surprised. And how many rewards Allah Ta'ala has given for this? Just one reward I've shared with you, but Allah Ta'ala has put a lot of rewards behind this deed. Subhanallah. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a lengthy hadith, and in this hadith there are a few points that have been shared and explained, and this is one point in that hadith. And he said, oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with a message for the ummah, Jibreel alayhi salam. And he said that if the mu'min desires, if the believer desires to have respect, piety, a high rank, and real, genuine quality, which everybody wants, that he wants a true honor, true dignity, proper personality, then it's stated that all of this, to get this from a mu'min, his piety, dignity, it is present within the salah of tahajjud, subhanallah. Or you can call this qiyamul layl, the standing up for prayer at night, tahajjud salah. Piety, dignity, honor, respect is all within tahajjud. When a mu'min is regular in tahajjud salah, tahajjud prayer, within that prayer, Allah Ta'ala has instilled true piety, true respect. Nur, light comes on his face, a respect. Awe, and people look, revere him, look up to him. Great reward. There are many rewards for tahajjud, as I said. There are many rewards, but it's such a fantastic salah, brilliant salah. In the fadail, in the virtues, we see this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that all the nawafil optional prayers, the weighty, most weighty of salahs is tahajjud salah. From all the optional extra prayers, then we don't pray. Yes, it's so many rewards, and we haven't got the time now to go through all of that, but one reward that the whole world runs after things, don't they? To become chaudhri and chairman, secretary, and director, I become respectful, and neither are they going to become, we don't need to become chairman or politicians, just do one action. Pray tahajjud regularly. Allah Ta'ala will give that person the real quality of piety and respect. And what will that piety and respect be? It will be such a title, such a recognition that the human being forget that. The malaika, the angels will stand for that person. Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Janijana Rahmatullah Alayh. He is a great sheikh in the Naqshbandi order, great pious elder in our history. He is Khalifa Ajal. Hazrat Qadi Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh. Great sheikh. Great Sheikh, and he was very dear Khalifa of Hazrat Mirza Mazajan. He was one of the greatest Khalifas, deputies of Hazrat Mirza Mazajan. When he used to come to see his Sheikh, then Hazrat, his Sheikh would stand for his student, and he'd become very ashamed. He'd say, Hazrat, what are you doing? You're standing. I am very ashamed. I come to you in your service, and you stand for me. So Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Janijana, who was a friend of Allah, his sheikh, his teacher, mashallah, he has two eyes. One are the eyes on our face, and one are the eyes on the heart. The eyes of the heart. Subhanallah. And even in the heart, there are eyes that see, and they see, the eyes on the face can't see what the eyes in the heart see, that Allah Ta'ala shows a person who has eyes in the heart. Subhanallah. And people who have vision, deep vision, those who correct the eyes and the eyesight of the heart, then they see basira, their vision. Then when they sit, they see good things, great things. Allah Ta'ala's karam and grace is on those people. So he said that when you come in my majlis, my gathering, he said, I have to stand for this reason, because with you, there's a lot of angels that you bring with you. And then I have to stand as well. I have to stand for you. Subhanallah. So this is the recognition, piety, respect when a person takes this. Forget about human beings respecting him. Angels start to respect him. They lay down their wings to greet that person. That's the respect he gets. And tahajjud salah is such a salah. If a person is regular in this salah, istiqamat. Now, all we know, when we say tahajjud, everyone gets scared and afraid. It's so difficult. You start thinking now, tahajjud is too difficult for me to pray. Getting up in the morning is hard. Fajr salah, we get up, but tahajjud, to get up for tahajjud is very difficult. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives something, an action, a deed, He makes it very simple and grants it to the ummah. Allah knows, Allah is khabiru basir, Allah knows, all-knowing, all-seeing. He knows our weaknesses. Tahajjud time, now, the time of tahajjud starts after Isha. Yes, as soon as Isha Salah ends, then tahajjud time starts at that time, right at that time. So if we immediately after Isha Salah pray tahajjud, then that's tahajjud salah. Totally, 100%, it's tahajjud salah. And tahajjud salah, you can pray 2 rakah, up to 8 rakah, you can pray 2 rakah, 4 rakah, 6 rakah, 8 rakah, 2 units, 4, 6 or 8. Now, it commonly, we have learned it's 8 salah. Some say you can do 12 rakah as well. You can include the witr, etc. And this is also called qiyamul layl, the night prayer. The condition isn't that for tahajjud salah, you have to sleep and then wake up and then pray it, or in the right and the last moment of the night you pray it. Not necessary. For every salah, Allah has created a time period. The greater period, in that time period, there's a time, obviously, which is the best and the most superior. For every salah, there's a case. Dhuhr salah, there's a time when it's superior. For Asr, there's a time when it's superior. For Maghrib as well, and for Isha, there's a great time. And after that, you can pray, etc. Same way, likewise, tahajjud prayer, you can pray straight after you've prayed Isha. But the difference here is that it gets a bit greater, more superior as time passes, the time passes later into the night. Otherwise, tahajjud, if we find it hard to wake up, if it's impossible, then after Isha Salah, also if you pray 2 rakah, okay, pray 8 rakah, you can pray 2 rakahs up to 8 rakahs. Pray 2 or 4 or 6 or 2, if only start with 2. Two. So even if you pray 2 rakahs, then that person will be included amongst the tahajjud grouping. Yes, he will be addressed as a person who is habitual in tahajjud. As soon as you pray Isha, when you complete Isha Salah, you pray Isha, don't you? Straight away, whilst you're standing, that same spot, implement 2 rakah Salah for tahajjud. Yes, and this could be your, after witr, you know, when you do 2 nafil for Isha, then after that, make niyah there for tahajjud, for Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq, add two more, make it 4. Yes, so you make niyah for both, for tahajjud, and it becomes tahajjud for you. So the person, he is included amongst the people who pray tahajjud. And the fadail of this, we'll discuss it some other time. Tahajjud salah, subhanallah, in the hereafter, they will have a great status in the hereafter. And they will be addressed as those who pray tahajjud. So why should we, for a minor thing like this, why should we waste this opportunity that I can't get up in the morning, I can't pray tahajjud? Allah Ta'ala give you the tawfiq, you'll get habitual and used to getting up in the morning. There's no problem. According to your capacity and strength, determination. The Holy Prophet ﷺ used to pray all night long this ibadah. All night long. Hazrat Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, about him, it stated that from Isha until Fajr, he used to pray salah, tahajjud. Subhanallah. All night long. Many pious elders, they had this habit. So it's not necessarily you have to sleep. Rather, tahajjud, you can pray straight after Isha salah. And there's nothing wrong with that. So brothers, let's start from today. We should start from today. Ramadan is coming from tomorrow, alhamdulillah. So when we pray Isha, straight after that, from today, after Isha Salah, 2 or 4 rakah, Tahajjud Salah, make the intention, pray it. And it will be included as Tahajjud Salah. The condition is that you need to be habitual in this. You have to pray Isha, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. Be regular in this. After every Isha Salah, when you finish Salah, you will get the thawab for Tahajjud, total thawab, and you will be included amongst those who pray Tahajjud Salah, if you are regular in this. And then the reward I've told you, alhamdulillah, real recognition as a respectful person with dignity and piety. Yes, people, they won't present themselves to you with rudeness or give you wrong titles, rude titles, or be immodest in front of you, or rude, or without any reason people will pester you. No, because Allah will give respect and honor and dignity, such nur and light, that nobody will dare to pester you. If Allah Ta'ala gives somebody the recognition and the piety and honor and respect, then nobody will dare to disrespect that person. So alhamdulillah, this is a great amal, and we should do amal on this hadith. And Tahajjud Salah, we should start. Let's start. After Isha Salah, 2 rakah or 4 nafil. Pray. If you can do more, fine. And your Tahajjud will be recorded. And then with the niyyah of Tahajjud, do dua, just like people do dua after Tahajjud. And do dua for Tahajjud. As if you just prayed Tahajjud, you prayed Tahajjud, then do dua. So this is some discussion about Tahajjud Salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability to practice upon this. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع الأمت ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه وأهل المؤمنين وزوجته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصل تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأزلنا وجدنا وأخوتنا وأمتنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم نسألك اللفظ اللافية والمعفاة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله تو اپنے فضل کرم سے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ان بابرکت کھڑیوں میں ہماری دعاؤں کو ہماری فریادوں کو یا اللہ ہماری آہوں کو ہماری آوازوں کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا ہم کہاں جائیں سوائے تیرے در کے میرے مولا ساری حاجات تجھے پیش کرتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تم قبول فرما لے میرے مولا یا رحم الرحمین اپنے در سے ہمیں خالی نہ بھیجنا میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے در سے ہمیں نہ ٹھکرانا یا کریم یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں ہماری مصیبتیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ تو کن فرمانے والا ہے یہی مثبت اسباب ہے میرے مولا یا مثبت اسباب ہم پہ اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے ہماری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, ہماری حاجتوں کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہماری حاجتوں کو قبول فرما لے. اے میرے مولا ہماری حاجتوں کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ چھپی ہوئی دل کے اندر جو ہماری حاجتیں ہیں کسی کو نہیں بتا سکتے میرے مولا, یا کریم تو ان کو پورا فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم سب محتاج ہیں, یا اللہ ہم سب مانگتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہم سب سے دہی دست ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ دہی دست ہے, محتاج ہے. یا کریم, یا کریم تو داتا ہے, تو دینے والا ہے, تو مالک ہے. یا اللہ تیرے خزانوں میں کسی چیز کی کمی نہیں میرے مولا, تو اپنے دستے قدرت پہ جتنے بھی خزانے ہیں میرے مولا, رحمتوں کے, برکتوں کے, انعاموں کے, نعمتوں کے میرے مولا, اس میں سے ہمیں حصہ عطا فرما دے. یا کریم اس میں سے ہمیں حصہ عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں پہ, ہماری اولادوں پہ رحم فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں پہ رحم فرما, ان کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. یا اللہ ان کی تربیتیں, ان کی زندگی ہمارے خواہشات کے مطابق کر دے. یا کریم یا اللہ ان کی زندگی, ان کی تربیتیں, ان کی زندگی کے اصول میرے مولا ہماری خواہشات کے مطابق کر دے. اے میرے مولا ہم ان لوگوں میں نہ شامل فرما جو اولاد کے غم میں مر جاتے ہیں میرے مولا, جنہیں اولادوں کو غم مار دیتے ہیں. یا کریم یا اللہ ہمیں اولادوں کی خوش نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں اولادوں کی خوش نصیب فرما, ان ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. یا اللہ بالکل صحیح بات ہے میرے مولا, ہم قبول کرتے ہیں سب کچھ ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہے, سارا کچھ ہمارے گناہوں کی سزا ہے میرے مولا, تو ہم تو سے معافی چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا, اپنے دوبارے خاص سے ہماری معافی قبول فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے جن کے گھر اجڑے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا, جن کے خامدوں نے میرے مولا جھگڑے پیدا کیے ہیں گھروں کے اندر میرے مولا, ان کے گھروں میں اصلاح فرما دے میرے مولا, ان کے گھروں میں اصلاح فرما دے میرے مولا. یا کریم یا کریم, جو عورتیں بیچارے اپنے خامدوں سے محروم ہیں میرے مولا اور دوسری عورتوں کے پیچھے چلے گئے, یا رحیم ان کے گھروں کو آباد فرما دے. یا اللہ جن عورتوں نے اپنے حاجات کے لیے, اور مردوں نے اپنے حاجات کے لیے میرے دعائیں منگوائی ہیں میرے مولا, ان کے لیے ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ساری امت تو رحم فرما دے میرے مولا. یا آفات, یہ بلائیں, یہ مصیبتیں میرے مولا جنہوں نے ہمیں گھیرا ہوا ہے, سوائے تیرے کوئی دور نہیں کر سکتا. یا کریم اپنی رحمت کا ایک جھونکا پھینک دے, ہمارا رمضان بہتر کر دے, ہمارے رمضان کو بہتر کر دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے رمضان کو بہتر کر دے. یا اللہ ہماری اٹھی فریادوں کو, اٹھے ہاتھوں کو, یا کریم آنکھوں سے نکلے آنسوں کو قبول فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو دور کر کے حقیقت بنا دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں حقیقت عزت نصیب فرما, حقیقت عبادت نصیب فرما, اعلیٰ درجے کی عبادت نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں فضول باتوں سے محفوظ فرما, ناجانی باتوں سے ہمیں دور کر دے میرے مولا, ایسی باتیں جن سے نہ دنیا اور نہ آخرت کا فائدہ ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ جو ہمیں تیرے سے اور تیرے دین سے اور تیرے محبت سے دور کرنے والے اعمال ہیں میرے مولا, ان سے دور فرما دے, ان سے نفرت پیدا فرما دے میرے مولا, ان اعمالوں سے, ان چیزوں سے اللہ جو ہمارے گھروں کو گھیرا ہوا ہے میرے مولا, ان چیزوں سے ہمیں نفرت عطا فرما دے جو تیری یاد کے سامنے اور تیری محبت کے سامنے حائل ہو جاتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے, اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعالہ وصحبہ وزواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب